WGN Radio's daily conversation about the life of business and the business of life. This is The Opening Bell with Steve Grzanich on 720 WGN.
Good morning again, everyone. Welcome back to the program. It is Tuesday here on The Opening Bell. A new study may show advertisers how to optimize their video advertisements to not only be seen, but also be watched in full and even converted to sales. Samantha Powers is research manager at TripleLift. TripleLift is the world's largest native advertising platform. She's with us this morning on the phone to talk a little bit more about the results of this study. Samantha, good morning. Welcome to WGN.
Good morning, Steve. Thank you for having me.
This is interesting because I think it affects, even if we're not in business and not placing these ads and doing this advertisement, we're all online, we're all watching advertisements, and we all can sort of relate to the findings of this study. Talk to us about why you guys have gone out and done this study and what the headline finding is.
Absolutely. So one of the things at TripleLift that we like to concentrate on is really looking at advertising through the eyes of the consumer. And as we all know, all of us have been very frustrated with getting pop-up ads, being forced to watch video ads in order to see content that we want to see. So we really concentrate on trying to make that kind of consumer journey with advertising a little bit more seamless and engaging. And then we utilize this eye-tracking technology to really understand, did our format actually meet our expectations and our hypothesis on really engaging with the consumer and getting them to watch a video and then also to take an action after that video.
Talk to us a little bit about the technology, the eye-tracking technology. It's kind of hard to beat this technology, isn't it?
It is definitely new world here in the research world. A lot of times, especially in advertising, we're kind of pulled into the metrics that are easy to measure. And this really allows us to see true engagement, to see where consumers' eyes are looking within a page and then also within an advertisement itself. So it's really new world. It's really helping us tell that story of true engagement and how people are engaging with advertising today.
So the study has found probably what some would have expected it to find, and that is the traditional videos that we see, and there's an example here on the TripleLift page that I've been looking at as part of the study. There's one with this CNN, with an ad on CNN that's right at the top of the page, another that's in sort of the middle of the content. Both of those are what the study calls the interruptive user experience and don't do so well with the eye-tracking technology.
Correct. It really pushes. When you're reading an article, the last thing you want is for a video to be pushing that article further down the page and interrupting kind of your reading process, whether you're on your morning commute or, just staying at home and catching up on some news. We really understood it was such an interruptive process. And with that, people are having negative effects to brands due to this really interruptive nature of these advertisements. So we really wanted to take a different look at it and see how consumers are really engaging. And this eye-tracking technology really helped us kind of confirm our hypothesis.
Sure. And so that those ads that I was just mentioning, less than half of the respondents in the study watched those ads, looked at those areas of the page.
Yeah, it's truly one of the most kind of really eye-opening things for our clients to see is really this heat map, which is shown within this study as well, which shows the concentration not just of where consumers are looking, but also the time that they're spending with each kind of area of the page. And you can see here that it looks like they pretty much skipped over, the standard outstream video, which it was really intriguing and interesting and showing that we're really looking in the right direction to help kind of push forward the video advertisement.
So what does the study tell you about the perfect place for the video and also the components of that video so that people not only watch it but do something about it?
Yeah, so one of the things that we notice video, which means it's within the feed of content, is that many times a video would start to play and the brand isn't until the very end of the video. So a lot of times consumers might be scrolling through. They might glance at it, but they're still not going to have a brand association with it. So what we did is we said, well, why can't we put in a headline and a caption just as traditional ads? And as they're reading, even if they do glance at it, they still get that brand awareness It does draw their eyes to the video, and it does kind of bring an intriguing nature to it. And as you can see, it also continues with the same width as the feed of content, which makes it not as disruptive as users are kind of scrolling through their article.
Right. And so to kind of illustrate this for our listeners, there's a Nike ad that is highlighted, and it's not only does the Just Do It tagline below it, but it talks there's at the top of it a little bit of an introduction that sort of sets it apart from the rest of the ad, so that people know. And then the ad also starts with the Nike logo, so they're getting that branding right front and center.
Right, and we're all about, you know, continuing with the look and the thing about native advertising is continuing the look and the feel of the publisher. So it really acts more as content than it does as advertising, and it really earns a consumer's attention rather than trying to steal attention by forcing somebody through a video that they're not really interested in. So we've seen great results from this, and it is, illustrated with this eye tracking study that we accomplished.
Yeah. So talk to us a little bit about the traction you're seeing with this, with these ads, the number of people that are seeing them, and then also the ads that are translated into action. That is, somebody buying something. Is there data to know how well they're doing in that area?
Yeah, so this is a new kind of ad product for us, but through this technology, we did ask follow-up questions, and we did see higher brand recall, which, thinking about the top of the purchasing funnel, is one of the most important things for our clients, and really just showing true engagement with the ad. So time spent is another thing that our clients, really want to see, is time being spent with their ads, because that means the higher likelihood of actions being taken afterwards. So we're still continuing research on our new product, but this kind of helped to kind of launch this product out to the market.
Yeah, from a consumer standpoint, and I speak again personally, but I'm betting others would agree with me who are listening, we've become so used to knowing where these ads appear that we sort of look past them. The customers look past them. Consumers look past them. That's kind of a hard behavior to beat, isn't it? But it seems like what you're doing might actually be able to do that.
Yeah, I mean, I think in this industry and in the advertising industry, we tend to forget that we're all consumers. and we tend to just, which really Triplift wants to change that focus. But it is hard with, different measurements that are standardized in the market. With this eye tracking, we're trying to show that actual true engagement, that true attention. One of the things that is a common measurement for video is something called viewability, which just means that an ad is viewable on a page. So as you can see with this example, with the Snickers example that's in this study, they were both viewable, but only one was really viewed and engaged with. So this really kind of brings some color to how consumers are behaving, and even how we're behaving ourselves, and really trying to separate that disconnect of the industry and the consumers.
I want to go back to the eye tracking technology, because I think that's pretty cool, and we'll probably let people know right off the bat, this isn't your iPhone, your smartphone, or computer spying on you. This is a separate piece of technology that's with a control group, right? So that's what that's about.
Yes, all of these... the company that we use is called Sticky, which is kind of a self-serve. We're able to kind of go into a platform and deliver these research studies ourselves. But they have a panel that has opted in to allow them to view their webcam. And then this just tracks their eyes. And they also can track what we call micro expressions, so emotions as well, while viewing a page or an advertisement.
Yeah.
So it's really cool technology, but it is opted in, so everybody's aware of what they're doing.
Yeah, I wanted to get that out there. And the Snickers ad is that one of those things, not only would my eye go to the Snicker bar, but I'd probably drool a little. And that, does that get registered by that technology?
It might. I'm not sure if that's under their list of emotions, yeah, but they should definitely add that in.
So, Samantha, you know, you talked a little bit about what more questions remain for you after this study. What more would you like to know? Where would you like to take your research next?
Well, I definitely would like to take a look at different industries. You know, obviously for this, we used a Snickers ad, to understand how it might differ for travel ads or CPG and a lot of different industries, just to really get a well-rounded outlook on how different type styles of advertising can affect engagement, and really give the industry true best practices when it comes to videos, no matter what industry you're in.
Yeah, I think, and it's one where companies who are paying for the advertising need to take notice. With 75% seeing some of these videos the way, the second way, that the good way, I guess, that they were portrayed, that's something for them to notice, to sit up and take notice about.
Yeah, and it's something that, you know, is definitely harder to measure. You do have to do these studies to get that, but that's what we're trying to illustrate, is that, you know, the standard metrics aren't the only story when talking about advertising. Really getting that true engagement is what the brand and agencies should truly want, and that's what this delivers.
Samantha, we appreciate you being on with us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Steve. Have a great day.
You too. Samantha Powers, Research Manager at Triple Lift. Triple Lift is the company that places advertisements. It's known as the world's largest native advertising platform. We're going to link out to some of the study findings here, and you can find them too at triplelift.com.